on the trail of terror.
Investigators have gathered an extraordinary amount of information.
Questions surround GOP tax plans.
How to pay for these tax cuts.
Astronomical World Series.
The Houston Astros are world champions.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the Halloween truck attack that left 8 people dead on a New York City bike path had been in the planning for about a year, and now federal charges have been brought against Saifullo Saipov, the 29-year-old man who investigators say has bragged about what he did. In the end, he used a rental truck on a day when he thought plenty of people would be out and about. CBS's Jeff Glore.
He told police that he wanted to display ISIS flags on it, but then didn't because he didn't want to attract unwanted attention. Saipov told investigators he wanted to fly the ISIS flag in his hospital room after telling investigators he was proud of what he did. And nearly 2 weeks before this attack, police say Saipov rented a different truck and made practice runs.
Authorities are talking to people close to Saipov. Deputy Police Commissioner John Miller says the ISIS information they've uncovered on his devices may hold the keys to his radicalization.
You can also go deeper into those questions about what brought you to this point. And there are former defendants in cases like this where we've learned a lot about the arc of their radicalization.
President Trump says Saipov should get the death penalty. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Well, the president called for capital punishment in an overnight tweet. That after saying this yesterday about the toughness of the judicial system.
What we have right now is a joke, and it's a laughingstock.
And when asked if he'd ship Saipov off to Guantanamo Bay, he said he would consider it.
Send him to Gitmo.
The White House later said it does view Saipov as an enemy combatant. But just moments ago, the president tweeted that, statistically, that process takes much longer than going through the federal system. And he said there's also something appropriate about keeping him in the home of the horrible crime he committed. Now, this decision will upset South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. He calls it a huge mistake. Very sad. Steve?
And we've also heard from Ryan Nash, the 28-year-old New York City police officer who wounded the attack suspect.
Although I feel that we were just doing our job, like thousands of officers do every day, I understand the importance of yesterday's events and the role we played, and I'm grateful for the recognition.
And last night, not far from where the victims were run down, a candlelight vigil was held. One person who attended says New Yorkers reject hate. Among those who died, 32-year-old Darren Drake, a project manager for Moody's Investors Service. His dad, Jimmy, says he would take to his bike on breaks at the office.
I'm not angry at all. I'm hurt. I'm absolutely hurt.
Argentina's president says that country was hit hard by the loss of 5 high school classmates who were in New York to mark the 30th anniversary of their graduation. We're just hours from the Republican rollout of the tax overhaul plan President Trump has been touting for weeks. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger on what we're likely to see.
The draft Republican tax bill is said to maintain the highest tax bracket of 39.6%, in addition to the 3 new rates of 12%, 25%, and 35%. After pushback on the state and local tax issue, the Republican plan is said to maintain a deduction for property taxes, but not for other state and local taxes.
Urged by the president, GOP negotiators have also been trying to maintain current rules on 401k retirement plans. Well, baseball's World Series was everything fans could want, and the drama all came down to a deciding Game 7.
The Dodgers hadn't won a World Series since 1988. The Astros had never won a World Series. The night belonged to Houston.
Shot into left center field. Back at the wall. It's gone.
The Astros jumped out to an early 5-0 lead. The Dodgers were never in it.
The Astros are 2017 World Series champions.
For the Houston fans who made the trip to L.A., there was celebration.
Oh, we are amazingly happy. We're ecstatic.
For the city of Houston still recovering from Hurricane Harvey, it's a much-needed boost. And series most valuable player George Springer remembered the victims.
It's about the Houston Astros tonight and our city and our fans. We're coming home a champion, Houston.
Steve Futterman, CBS News at the World Series in Los Angeles.
After the game, Astros shortstop Carlos Correa proposed to his girlfriend.
You make me the happiest man in the world. Will you marry me?
Daniela Rodriguez was in the stands at Dodger Stadium and said yes. And you'll probably see an old Sports Illustrated cover mentioned and shown online today from 2014. It boldly predicted the young Astros would be World Series champs this year. There's a manhunt today for the gunman who shot and killed three people in a Walmart in Thornton, Colorado, north of Denver.
Witnesses indicated that there was an adult male that entered that southern doorway and just began randomly shooting into a group of people.
Police spokesman Victor Avila says two men and a woman were killed. Others in the store scrambled to safety.
I immediately froze, and then I heard two more shots, and I hit the ground. Then I heard three more shots, and I got up, and I ran out as fast as I could.
Witnesses say the man fled in a car. Many travelers count on the website TripAdvisor when booking a getaway. But if the destination's Mexico, are they getting the full story? We're live with CBS's Jim Taylor.
Some negative reviews are not getting on TripAdvisor, like the post submitted by Christy Love claiming she was raped at a Mexican resort.
It was deleted.
She's not alone. Practice TripAdvisor concedes, saying that posts like that violate family-friendly policy. Does TripAdvisor have a responsibility to share information about potential danger?
Ethically, I think it has a responsibility. Legally, no, there's no express responsibility in any law.
Tim Booker is an intellectual property lawyer, Steve.
Well, President Trump promises he'll name a new Fed chairman today. It's expected to be Jerome Powell, a member of the Fed's board. Janet Yellen's term ends in February. Oscar-winning actor Dustin Hoffman has apologized after a woman accused him of sexual harassment. Writer Anna Graham Hunter says it took place back in 1985 when she was a 17-year-old Hollywood intern. Kevin Spacey, meanwhile, says he's seeking evaluation and treatment amid the allegations against him. The CIA has released nearly 500,000 files from the raid on Osama bin Laden's compound back in 2011. The al-Qaeda leader was killed in the operation. Here's CBS's Cammie McCormick.
This is the fourth trove of documents, images, and computer files found during the raid at Osama bin Laden's compound in Pakistan. 470,000 additional files. The CIA says they offer insights into the inner workings of al-Qaeda. They include information on how the group planned to mark the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks and its efforts to exploit the Arab Spring. And they highlight the clashes with its spinoff, Islamic State.
Well, a Washington, D.C. restaurant's offering a $5 drink special every time special counsel Robert Mueller issues an indictment in the Russia investigation. The Moscow Mueller is a play on the Moscow Mule vodka drink. Over the summer, the Bird D.C. offered specials every time President Trump fired a White House official. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.